Blog Talk Radio.
I am me, I am who I am who I'm gonna be. Walking in the spirit moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny. I am me, I am who I am who I'm gonna be. Walking in the spirit moment by moment, fulfilling my own.
And be effective. We'll impact the world one story at a time. Believe it, achieve it. There's a story to be told. Positive news is here today. Positive news is here to stay. We are the.
This is breaking news just in. The change has finally come. You can hear the voices on the corner shouting, positive news is here today. Positive news every day for the rest of our lives.
I feel a change is coming. We'll be the change that's coming. Let's change perspective and be effective. We'll impact the world one story at a time. Believe it, achieve it, there's a story to be told. Positive news is here today. Positive news is here to stay. I feel the change is coming. We are the change that's coming. We'll find the positive, replace the negative. We'll see the ripples affect the world one story at a time. Believe it, achieve it, there's a story to be told. Positive news is here today. Positive news is here to stay. I feel a change is coming. We are the change that's coming. One person at a time, our thoughts will align. We'll see the universe flow, one story at a time. Believe it, achieve it, there's a story to be told. Positive news is here today. Positive news is here to stay. I feel a change is coming. A change is coming. Believe it, achieve it. There's a story to be told. Positive news is here today. Positive news is here to stay. We'll be the change that's coming. We'll see the change that's coming. We are the change that's coming.
Are you willing to be the change? Do you want to keep the status quo that you've seen in the news media, in the world, in everything you hear and read in news? Are you ready to be the change? This is Cindy Freeman, your host of Purpose Talk Radio, and I bid you a good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are in this great big vast world of ours. We are here to be the change. We are here to be a part of positive news month. That being, asking your local media outlet, or maybe right-clicking the challenge to write yourself, positive news or videotape it and share it, both on Facebook at Positive News Media or go to the Facebook page, positivenewsmedia.org, and do it. Share it there. It can be the link. It can be the story itself. It can be something you create. Okay, that's the short end of it. We'll talk a little bit more about that in a moment. In the meantime, though, the song that you heard is called I Am Who I Am, the first one anyway, which is a theme song for Shock Radio, created about 6 years ago, before this show, before I was even a part of the show. The co-writers on that are the vocalist Jillian Clark, Rachel Grace, and myself. The second song you heard is written by, also by Jillian and myself, and it is called The Positive News Song. It is a change. It is creation. It's one day at a time, one person at a time. But you have the choices. And today, we are going to talk about those things that are beyond the surface. Not just what you see and what you hear, but how can you find other parts to it, something different, something better to share. I started talking about this a week ago. No, really, I started talking about this 5 years ago. And even maybe as much as 30 years ago when I was first in journalism school. So figure out what to do for yourself and what's worth it. Let's see, though. Normally the show is about people who are living their purpose, how they came to achieve it, how they came to know it, and a few things that people might want to share with you as to how you can achieve your purpose. We were going to have a guest on this week that it was talking about how they are able to share positive messages with the world. Unfortunately, we didn't have enough time to get all the information in that we wanted to share. So we'll probably move them to later in July or in August, probably the first week in August that we'll do it. And that's okay because you know what? Positivity is needed year-round, not just right now during Positive News Month. But next week, we'd like to have those listening to the show specifically share media outlets that are doing something positive, those that might have put up positive news stories, either a broadcast or a print format, or anything you've done yourself, or any publications that already are focusing on positive news. We'd like to highlight them, feature them, maybe invite them to be part of the show. If you can get the information to me before the show, that would be great. Otherwise, we'll just have to talk about them while they're not here, and that's okay, too. The following week, what are we doing? The following week, we have Siren School to talk about a trip that they have in the month of October in combination with True Visions Travel, which sponsors this show. True Visions is a traditional, and maybe not so traditional, independent travel agency focusing on trips for those who need special accommodations, as well as, of course, your traditional individual group trips domestically and internationally. Siren School, well, guess what? You'll just have to wait to hear that explanation another time because I can't explain it. She's tried a couple times, and I still am not able to put words in there as well as she can. But one way to find out is to be here and listen to the show. And the week after that is an author who wrote a memoir about taking care of her parents. So if you'd like to be a guest on our show, you're welcome to do that. You can send me an email to cindy@purposetalkradio.com, cindy@purposetalkradio.com. We'd love to have you be a part of the show, whether it's yourself or someone you know who is wanting to share their purpose. And if you have products or services you'd like to share with our listeners, you can get a hold of me and do the same thing that way. So now, all of these things out of the way. Oh, no, I did miss a couple of them. If you'd like to be a part of this discussion, there are several ways that you are able to do that. The first one, of course, is if you are on the Blog Talk Radio piece, you can scroll down to get into the chat room. which is currently open. However, once the show ends, guess what? So does that chat. So for most people, that's not the best place to be. What would be much better is if you go over to Facebook and go to Purpose Talk Radio Conversation. Because over in that group, we have additional information. And in that group, you can leave your comments whether you are listening to the show live or archived. It doesn't matter. You're still able to do that. And leave your comments for us. The other way that you can do it is to call into the show, and that number is 347-205-9074. Again, 347-205-9074. However, if you don't press the number 1, I may think that you are just listening. And if you don't press the 1, I may check with you anyway. But if you press 1, I'll know that you do want to speak on the show today, and we'd love to have you be a part of that. So let's see. What other fun things? The fun things are we want you to be a part of the conversation because it's much better when I'm not the only one talking. So please do feel free to call. You can Skype in also, and you can do that if you're on, again, the Blog Talk Radio show page. Right next to the call-in number is a Skype button. Also, that usually works, but not all the time. And you should be able to Skype in on. Also, press the 1 if you wish to be part of the discussion. So, having said all that fun stuff, into the topic of our show, officially. And that is looking below or beyond or around what you see on the surface. And why do we want to do that? Too often, what you see, what you hear, not really what you want to have going through your eyes and your ears. You'd much rather have something not devastating, that's not ruining your psyche. It's not having you question, oh, why did I turn this on? Why did I read this? Blah, blah, blah. The stuff that I hear all too often. Oh, I was watching TV last night, and I'm sorry I turned that on. Oh, I was reading the newspaper, and then why did I even bother subscribing to it? Now, I'll tell you why you bother doing even that. One is because there is news that you want to and need to and should hear and read. We have to know that, yet again, there were shootings around the world. We need to know that, yet again, things are happening, such as my cousin disappearing. And her mom not knowing where to find her. We need to know again that something happened in Texas. Because right now is at a point of mourning. Yet again. Do we need to know that a black man, a white man, a Hispanic, a cop, a child, an adult, a dog, was shot every time we turn on the TV? I do not think so. We know there's shooting. We know there's still racism in this world and discrimination. We know that not everybody can even hear this show right now. You know why? They can't hear. Then they're not getting the positive message that Purpose Talk Radio tries to portray every week. We've considered going to a video format, but I don't think you want to see every move I make here. I don't think you want to see every time I grab a cup of coffee or a sip of my coffee. Nah. So I'm not going to a video format right now. And until I can get someone to interpret it for me, on the air, and that may happen someday. They can't get to it anyway. They still don't have access to it. So, what we want to do is make sure that whatever happens, we try to put some energy into. On hold, I'm not screening before I put them on, but I will ask the person with the area code 225 to come on the air and see what you'd like to share with us. If the computer decides to let you on the air at this point. And it's pausing and thinking, taking its merry little time. I may not let you on. Well, that's interesting. Gotta love.
Am I on?
Internet. You are now. There you are. Hello.
Hello. This is Milana.
Hi there.
Hi.
Welcome to
It was just perfect. It was perfect timing and synchronicity. I happened to be in front of my computer when the notice came up that it was time for your program, and it was like, oh my gosh, I'm going to get to catch Cindy's program for the first time in probably a year. So this is wonderful.
Thank you.
your theme for today. Of course, I love the theme for your program, but looking beyond the surface, absolutely. The examples that you were giving about the tragedies that go on in the United States and even in the world, whether or not we need to know those things, it reminded me of about 3 years ago when I wrote the book, The Threaded Gem Adventure, that, you know, all about the beads.
Right.
And one of the things that I talk about in that book was the guidance that kept coming, that, you know, there's all these experiences and all the things that happen around us or things that we learn in a day, and our brain is like a big old pot of soup, and there's always something new going in there, and it simmers around with some old experience or some old bit of wisdom or something you saw in a movie or something you read in a book, and it's all in there together. And if we just sit and be quiet for a little while and have a problem or a need or a desire as part of that soup, throw that in with everything else, then out of that soup we get this wonderful divine guidance that touches on many, many aspects of things that we have asked for or questioned about, but it's the absolute perfect answer. That's how I got the guidance to do the book, the bead project that became the book, because I was had been out of contact with family and friends because we had moved out of the country, and I wasn't able to travel for my birthday, and for the first time since we had moved to Honduras, nobody was coming in here, and I was feeling that loss of connection, so I wanted it. So that's what I asked all of my friends and my family to send me a bead. I could make a necklace. And that idea, I'd never heard of it before, never known anyone else to do it, but that's what came out of my soup. And so the reason that we need to be aware of the weaknesses in our species, our culture, our government, our community, is so with that awareness, in our quiet time, we'll be guided. What is the healthiest thing, the best direction for us to personally do? Maybe not to be an activist, but to do an act of kindness. You know, to have someone show up in front of you that has a need that you can do something for. And it's like throwing a pebble in the pond and the ripples, you just don't know how far out that goodness is going to spread, just your little act. And you might not have even thought to do it without the quiet time for your soup to bubble and boil and bring up something.
Right. Exactly. So your book turns from a loneliness, which a lot of people just go, oh, man, yes, everybody's forgot about me. Man, I can't be by anybody or whatever.
Right.
I'm trying to do something that you could feel the energy from all those people, because I think, as I recall, you kind of asked them to bless the stone on their way to you, as well as ask them to send you a message.
Yes.
That you could also read with that.
Yes. You know, a friend of mine, she has breast cancer, and she has been battling with breast cancer for, I think like 5 years. And she's gone through allopathic treatment, but she is a big believer in holistic as well. So she has supported her healing process with holistic techniques and remedies and things, which has actually allowed her to work two jobs all during this time of having her mastectomy and radiation and the chemotherapy and everything else. And she's still going like an Energizer bunny. And because they can't complete the restructuring of her breasts because there's still live nodes. So she decided to go see John of God down in Brazil. You know, he's coming into the States. He's coming into the States, and I think he'll be in the States this fall. He'll be up like upstate New York in September. And she considered going there because it would be, you know, financially more affordable. But then she thought, no, that she really wanted his attention. She didn't want to be one of thousands, but she wanted his personal attention. So she found a guide and traveled to Brazil. And she was telling me that, she says, you know, I've gained so much weight during this process that I've been going through. And John of God only wears white, and anyone who comes into his presence is supposed to only wear white. She says, I just don't have white clothes, so I'm going to have to go shopping before we go. I had one of those one-size-fits-all cotton white eyelet skirts, long. Mm-hmm. I had seen it in the store, and it was very easily affordable, and so I just loved it and bought it. And it only took one trip up my flight of stairs to remember why I don't wear long skirts. So it's hung in the closet for 2 years, and I haven't put it back on. So when she said that, I said, you know, I have a white skirt, and I'm going to send it to you. So I washed the skirt, ironed it, and I gave it a blessing so that it would carry that blessing. And I wrote the blessing out on a card for her and put it in there so that she would be able to read it as well as feel the blessing that's attached to it, and sent it to her. And then I thought, you know, she was one of seven women that I took on a retreat into Puerto Morales, Mexico, to work with the Mayan women there. Back in 2006. And so I decided to get a hold of all of those gals and let them know. Some of them didn't even know that my friend had cancer. And but even then, you know, they weren't really up to date with what was going on. So I let them know what she was doing, that she was going to go see John of God. And, you know, white clothes, and that maybe it would be a very nice supportive thing if each one of us sent her some article of white clothing. And I said, and I asked a blessing on what I sent so that she would feel that comfort and that attachment and our connection. I said, and so you might consider doing the same thing. They all responded. She got white shawls, white blouses. I think mine was the only skirt that went. But all of these things, and so it was like my bead necklace that I made that were made up of beads that my friends and family had chosen for me and told me why they chose those beads for me. I wear that embrace, especially when I travel. It's like having all my friends and family be part of a big hug that I wear. And was the same for my friend, is that every day she put on something that one of us had sent. So she knew that we were with her, that she wasn't alone in this journey, that she wasn't alone in, you know, this spiritual pilgrimage to try to make the difference in her health. So, again, another reason why it's important to stay up to date on what's happening, not to become overwhelmed with negativity, but so that you have all the pieces.
Right. And things that you can create to make it better.
Yes. Yes. I really believe it's always positive to turn a negative, I'm sorry, it's always possible to turn a negative into a positive. And it was like, you know, when there was that horrible massacre in Orlando, the families...
Right.
That spoke to the spoke about the loss of their family members. So many of them forgave him, because nothing positive is going to come unless there is forgiveness. Unless there is beauty put into it, it's like the news media to line their own pockets, and Honduras is one of the best for wanting to put blood and gore or anything like that on the front page. But it's like having a can of black paint, and you really want white, and so. There's no magic wand that is ever going to turn black into white. But what you can do is every day you can put a little white paint in your black paint and you stir it. And the next day you put a little more and you stir it. And what happens is your black becomes charcoal and then it becomes gray and then it becomes dove. And it may never, ever reach absolutely snow white. But it'll be a whole lot better than the black that you started with.
Oh, I love that image. So how do we do that? How do we add a little bit of white to dark, light to the dark?
There's a man here, he's a pastor without a congregation, and so he's also a taxi driver, and his wife has a little cantina down on the beach. Well, there's a place near her cantina where the guys that don't work hang out, and so because they don't work, they may be drinking. They may be smoking a little weed. And this man, we'll call him Sherman. Sherman feels that this really hurts his wife's business. And because he has decided that this is the reason his wife's business is not doing all it could do, every time he sees those men, he thinks negatively about it. And he gets angry. And he even told me one day, he says, "Miss Milana, you know, sometimes I wish I had a gun." And it's like, okay, Sherman, we're getting way away from your pastoring here. And so I told him, I said, you know, you don't have a congregation because you're busy driving a taxi. But there's a congregation waiting at the end of the road by the beach. You just need to take your Bible and share a message with them. You need to read in your Bible, find a message that touches your heart, and then walk down to those men and say, "Good morning, boys. I was reading in my good book today, and I got a message that touched my heart, and I hope you don't mind, but I wanted to share that message with you." Because they're on public property, so they can't not have you be there, just like you can't get rid of them. But the thing is that if you share something positive like that, like a passage out of the Bible, don't try to give them a whole chapter, just give them a verse. But the thing is that the ones who don't want to hear it are going to leave. And the ones who want to hear it, that need to hear it, are going to be open to it. And what you're going to do is you're going to change your life, and you're probably going to start to build a congregation. That's turning the white, you know, the black paint into white. Pouring a little bit of white in every day.
Yeah, you know, a couple of things come to mind for me, Seth. One is, if somebody, again, I like turning things on, if you're concerned about Bible and don't want to use it, you know, find something by, Brian Tracy or, Tony Robbins, or Napoleon Hill, something that, whatever you think is positive, And say you were reading that, sharing it. Who cares? Doesn't matter. Find something that you can share.
Right. There's a lot of positive thought teachers out there. But for a pastor, good one's a Bible.
Exactly. And as you said that, I'm reminded again for myself, I was ordained 3 years ago and have done absolutely nothing with it. And I did it to get what I thought I needed was credentials for the deaf community and trying to reach them because I was supposed to start a deaf ministry. The thing is, the more I thought about it, heard about it, processed it, the thought came to me that you don't need a church to have a ministry, even as a pastor, just like you said. Your congregation is every single person you meet.
Absolutely.
It's great to have that reminder. And we don't have to be ordained to be pastors, to be sharing the good word, whatever that might mean for you.
I'm also ordained. I don't have a church building. But to me, the whole world is a church. If you when you're talking about doing good deeds, you don't need a doctrine. You don't need dogma. Because that's not really what people are looking for. They're looking for comfort and kindness and compassion. And those are very easy things to give. And that's what a pastor is supposed to be giving, is comfort. And sometimes it's comfort through the word. Sometimes it's comfort through an act. Sometimes it's comfort just with being there and being supportive. So those are the things that we do in our community. And, doesn't take a structure to do that. doesn't even take a following. It just takes a focus.
Oh. I mean, that's what we're talking about here. It's like, you know, if you hear the word congregation, if you hear the word church, many of us think, here's this building, it might have a steeple, it might have a cross, it might have some figure that we expect from our childhood or from growing up or from, you know, whatever we can do. Might have some expectation for that. You know, but it doesn't have to be. If we think out of the box, if we look below that surface word, we come up with so much more. For me,
exactly.
Right now, hearing the birds in the background, would be, to me, the best church I could be in right now. Outside.
What would be? I didn't hear that. Say it again.
I'm listening to the birds in the background behind you.
Oh, yeah.
And for me, being outside among the trees, hearing the birds and walking in the grass, which unfortunately I don't get to do often enough, would be the ideal church for me. Nature's church.
Absolutely.
Nature's
church. You know, the creator of our universe did not put little structures here on every block when the creation of mankind and animal kind was made. Those are all man-made things.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't make them bad. It just, they're not a necessity. It's the work within the building that is important, that is a necessity. The kindness, the compassion, the caring.
Right. Yeah. So you've had your share of stuff going on. You're down in Honduras, if I'm allowed to say. I said if I'm allowed to say, and if I'm not, well, guess what? I just said it anyway. But you're down in Honduras. You guys have had a lot of weather-related stuff, too, in what is said to be, by most of us up here, a poor country, you know, and basically would devastate everything, you know. For somebody up here might lose that much, would go, okay, so I lost something. You know, we think of, in your area, it would be a loss of everything. I mean, this is, what, 2 years ago that you guys had the big storms?
I'm having a little bit of trouble hearing you, Cindy.
Oops. Okay, let me try and move my phone and see if that makes a difference.
Okay.
Is that any better? Is that any better?
I think so. I think
okay,
so.
Okay, sometimes it has an attitude.
don't we all?
Yeah, so I love technology. If, on the other hand, I love that I don't have to be, you know, on formal radio to get what I want. But you guys, didn't you have some pretty big storms a couple of years ago that kind of tried to wipe out your country down there in Honduras?
Well, there was Hurricane Mitch that came through. I mean, that's the real record breaker, but that was like 20 years ago.
No, that's not what I'm thinking of then. Okay.
We have a lot of rain during the wintertime. And, of course, La Ceiba always floods during those rains. And that seems to make big news. But, you know, it's because they built the city kind of like almost on the ground level of the ocean. And so when the storm surfs rise, they rise up in the drainage for the city, and it backs up into the street. So, it's kind of sad when the real poor people go and dig up the storm gratings and sell them for the metal, and so when the streets are flooded, and people don't mind walking in the water, which I don't think is a good idea because there's a storm drains with no grading anymore, and people get washed out to the ocean.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, so those kind of stories make big news, but I mean, if it was a horrible, horrible thing, they would fix it.
Right.
So it's just, it's the way that life is here. We have a big girly fountain for carnival, but there's still open grating. There's still open grating on the storm drains.
Okay.
No, but I mean, I think it's cooler here from what I can. You know, the intensity of the sun has gotten much, much stronger. And this is what Papa Don Alejandro, my teacher of Mayan culture, this mm-hmm. is what he was trying to teach at for the 2012 N calendar. And he never said that it was December 12th or December 21st or anything. That's everybody else. But he said that that point would be, you know, that it could be a year or two later or a month later or whatever. But the Mayans are mathematicians and astrologers. So things are happening up in the heavens that don't... It's not like a light switch that you can turn on and turn off. It's a gradual change of things. And so there has been this climate change that we're going through is part of this fifth time change. He said that this has happened, we're in our sixth, but it's happened five times before. And the thing that's going to make it so difficult in the change this time is that we have... deforested so much of the planet and polluted so much of the water. But I noticed when I look at the thermometer, here it's not hotter, but when you stand outside, it's like a laser is being, you know, beaming on you. And other parts of, you know, parts of the United States are going through extremely hot weather. Hotter than they have is normal for them, and it has to do with this intensity of the sun. So everybody's weather is changing. My gosh, there's, but here I think it's really much milder than the earthquakes, the lava flow, the flooding, the everything else that I'm reading about and hearing about that's going on in the United States. And I think that part of the reason it's so much more comfortable for us is that where I live, the little beach community that I live in especially, is cradled between the Nombre de Dios Mountains, the rainforest, and the Caribbean Sea. So I'm, you know, I'm a like 10-15 minute drive from the rainforest and a 5-minute walk from the ocean. So it's a tough life. It keeps it more temperate here than areas that are lots and lots of concrete and asphalt and not a lot of vegetation.
So
we haven't had anything really weather ugly here for a
long time. Yeah, I jumped on when I was trying to remember what you guys had down there, but there was a shooting, but that I'm not gonna.
Oh, a shooting?
Yeah.
Probably. There could have been.
The indigenous leader being killed.
But we don't do 50 people.
Right. Yeah.
Oh, you're talking about the activists. Yeah.
Yeah, that is sad.
That was horrible.
Yeah.
But the thing is that sadly, in the consciousness that we have on the planet now, and the fact that there are so many people and people are just so busy running around chasing dollars, that it takes a martyr to make anything change.
Right.
I mean, since Christ and before, it seems to take a martyr. Martin Luther King, Bobby Kennedy, Princess Di. I mean, all of these, Gandhi, all of these wonderful people with their wisdom, and we're like, oh, yeah, they're wonderful, but we don't stop what we're doing. And in the woman being shot and killed, it brought worldwide attention to a back jungle area. So she was trying to get attention. She was trying to get things changed. And now with that violence, with that taking of her life and one of the men who was helping, now we have worldwide attention on this area. And the government here has brought in military to go into communities and clean little nests, break up little nests of trouble like that. But you look at South America with that Indian tribe that like this situation here in Olanchita, is that these indigenous people need that water. It is sacred to their lives, to their culture is built around it. And just like South America, this whole indigenous group of people were moved out of an area, and I think that was for palm oil, but it was, they needed the river. The agriculturalists needed the river. So this entire indigenous community was moved. They couldn't save it. So,
well, but again, you know, I had heard of quote unquote something happening in Honduras. Now, had I really, you know, focused, prayed, you know, thought about what was it? Granted, I had to look online. I had to go back and go, what was it? I mean, it'd been a while, you know, whatever happened. And so do I need to know exactly the specifics? Maybe, maybe not. I mean, if somebody wants to find it, of course, they can find it online like I did. I mean, I just looked up Honduras tragedy, trying to remember what the heck I had heard. But at the same time, like you said, the awareness is more that, you know, what happens when there are people out there trying to make the world better? You know, what does it take? Like your song says, it takes one person at a time.
Right.
Now, hopefully it doesn't
but
take
right now it seems to be taking
up.
Killing one person at a time.
Right.
It's you know, that woman, and I'm so sorry, I can't remember her name, Bertha. She was fighting this cause and pulling people together to try to create strength for this cause for a long time. I know it had hit the news before, but where were the people that wanted to pray and support and be part of that? It wasn't our country. It wasn't our people. It was, you know what I'm saying? It just seems so distant from the problems that I was having to deal with at that time. Okay? Mm-hmm. So, and it's not that that we wouldn't care, but we got to care closer to home. So, right. But now that this has happened, everyone putting their attention on that situation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. I want to just jump in here a second. You know, folks, again, if you've got stories to share, please feel free to call. I'm just saying to listeners, you know, if you've got anything else you want to share, feel free to call 347-205-9074. Again, 347-205-9074. I love having an unexpected guest on the show. It's great, you know, because otherwise I just go where I'm led to go with the show. And, you know, it's nice to have other people share their situations, their experiences, especially at this time, you know, because we want the positive messages to get out. We want the what has changed as a result of stories to be shared, because there's a lot of them out there. And ones that, you know, we don't know unless we hear them from somebody else. So that's where that is. And then please press 1 if you want to come on the air, and we'd love to have you share. Yes, I've got one. You still there, Moana?
Mm-hmm.
Going to... Was there another sharing thing that you wanted to put in there? Otherwise, I will bring on another caller. You can stay on the line. And that's fine.
I'm probably going to hang up and let you talk to your caller, and so that I can listen in, because the connection is just a little, I don't know if it's because we've got so much breeze going on here or what. But
either that, or I've got a fan in the background too, because our other caller is Joy. So
okay,
as well. All right, cool. Well, if you'd like, I can maybe you can listen in or put you back on hold, whichever you'd like. And I appreciate you calling in and being a part of the show and the conversation. Thank you very much.
It was nice talking to you, Cindy.
You too. Milana is a little, I guess we say, a little bit of a soul sister. We share the same birthday, and so I, you know, love that and love being able to share when we can, and don't get to do it often enough because of the connection in the Honduras area and here and everything else. So, in the meantime, I will bring on Joy. Hello, welcome to the show.
Aloha.
Aloha, yes.
I just can't say how wonderful it was to have that beautiful, sweet, positive, you know, expression that is Milana for Positive News Month. What a gift.
Yeah,
I think that was pretty neat. As far as the printed topic, to surface, something I am hugely grateful for is the fact that we have control over how we see things. It isn't that there's a surface that we've got to remove or use a whole bunch of tools. We have a choice every moment as to how we are going to look at something. You know, most often it's really based on our perspective. Not necessarily a perspective, meaning we have to move somewhere to get a different look, but we have a choice as to how we're going to view things. At the beginning of the week, I got some very disappointing news about something that was going to be potentially the best career opportunity of my entire life, one of those seemingly too good to be true things. I kept pinching myself for a few months. And it was in the final stages, and it all fell apart. And I was left thinking, what do I do now? I have nothing. I've got all these things that need handling that I won't have this, you know, planned income to do. I won't get to do all these other things that were going to feed my soul and the souls of others. What now? And when I was driving that day and my car was telling me that it's having a whole bunch of problems it didn't used to have, I thought, I have a choice as to how I'm going to look at things. And I decided at that moment that everything I saw, no matter how bleak it looked, I was going to say, isn't it wonderful that? And so, for example, when I was on a freeway with a lot of traffic, I decided, isn't it wonderful that we've got this system for getting around, that nobody is getting into crashes with all this traffic, that there are beautiful flowers that have been planted along the side just for the sake of making things lovely. And I went through my entire day doing that, that every time there was something that threatened to take away my joy or my peace or that threatened to be scary, I turned it around and decided, isn't it wonderful that? For example, my dog is having a lot of health issues that have required me to stay home. Well, isn't it wonderful that I get to be with my pet so much? You know? So I just started doing that with whatever came up. You know, if I had to do somebody else's job for them, isn't it wonderful that I was available to be there to handle whatever it was, because they wouldn't have otherwise, and there would have been repercussions. So I'm just so grateful to know that whatever we're going through, whatever we're faced with, we have the ability within us to change in an instant how we view things, and our change in view, you know, will mean a change in our experience. So I've just been having a wonderful time deciding, isn't it wonderful that?
Cool.
Yeah.
That was
all. I mostly was excited to hear Milana on.
Yeah. Well, and all three of us once were on that magazine that created this day. So it's kind of cool to connect with all three of you, you know, you two and myself at the same time. Pardon? What was that?
It's a full circle thing. I love stuff like that.
You know, there when I put that little dream out, went, yeah, okay, I'm just going to put this out there just because of fun of it. And yet, both of you were ones that went, you said it. Guess what? We're holding you accountable to it. And so what are you going to do about it? Yeah, you know, so I'm happy you stepped into the show. And even now, so what are you going to do about it? Folks in my corner for a lot of the things that I say and do. And, you know, we all need those kind of people in our corner for us. So, thank you.
Yay! I'm really looking forward to seeing, you know, to being ever more alert to positive news. There's so much out there. And even if it may not be actual news, we still hear other people sharing stuff with us. How often do we meet up with a loved one and they'll say, did you hear about blah, blah, blah? Or you'll see a post on Facebook that may not be from a news agency, but it's darn inspiring, you know? So there is so much good going on. It just depends what you decide to focus on. My loved one, my adopted dad, is a fan of watching the most sensationalistic news shows on TV that you can imagine, that just predict doom and gloom and the end of the world. Even if it was going to be that, you know, we've got better weather than usual, all of a sudden it would be, we have unseasonably good weather. It would just be something. And, you know, when I hear it, I once in a while I get a kick out of it. And other times I think, you know, I need to really watch my thoughts so I don't allow this stuff to infiltrate and take root. Because if you sow those wonderful seeds that you and Milana were discussing, it goes both ways. If you're sowing discord and negativity and fear in your own thoughts, you're going to be propagating those. And that's what you'll be sharing with the people in your sphere, and that's the last thing we need. So what you do with making a point to focus on the positive news and to disseminate it and to celebrate it, I just don't think that can be anybody can thank you enough, because that's what is changing the world. I almost said what will change the world. It's already begun. You know, I've already seen the ship getting turned around, and it may not be happening as fast as I'd like, but I live by an attraction called the Queen Mary, a huge, you know, boat, a luxury liner that I'm a big fan of. And I think sometimes that, you know, if you're turning around one of those huge, beautiful ships, a cruise liner, the moment they start turning the wheel, it's going to take an awfully long time till the aft portion of the ship catches up. But it doesn't mean that you're not headed in the right direction. So we are headed in the right direction, even if the quote-unquote masses don't recognize it or feel it yet. And also with all this horrible stuff that's been coming out, the rampant killing, as horrible as it is, deep down in my bones, I do feel that it's not new, and it's, how can I put this? It's like if you've been sweeping stuff under the rug forever and you finally decide to pull it back, you're going to see all the junk that's been under there and you're going to have to get rid of it. Well, I feel that there have been a lot of problems in society, whether it's religious intolerance, you know, sexism, racism, ageism, whatever it is. There's some isms we've overcome. We've overcome, you know, living with someone out of wedlock, or not ageism. Oh, there's an ism we've overcome. Classism, whatever, the class thing. But, you know, we've got all these isms to deal with. They've been under the carpet all along. I feel like our good work and our vigilance has pulled back the carpet. And while it looks uglier than ever, it's just exposing what was under there so that now we can finally get it cleaned out. You know, to drop in those little bits of white paint that Milana mentioned.
You know, and I tend to agree with you. It's not exactly, it's not that this is all new stuff, because I don't think it is. You know, on the one hand, you're right, the news media or the police department or the whatever have not been as vigilant in sharing it with us for whatever reason. It's not something they need to know about that. And, you know, so the little stuff, you know, the little leads that lead stuff was not out there. And instead we got the huge stuff that shocks people instead of just makes them aware. And then they freak out and they don't know what to say and they don't know what to do and they think the world's falling apart and that whatever. Now, if they probably look at the police blotters for the last 10, 15 years, they'd probably see a whole lot of them there that they didn't know about. And I get that, and I agree, you know, I'm glad we didn't have all of the little ones in there. But that's where I say, yes, it is important that we do get those stories. But let's have something that doesn't hold us there also. Let's find something that's a little more uplifting. Even if it's a cute little bunny cuddling up against the kitty cat, you know, whatever, it doesn't matter. You know, find something fun, cute, loving to turn that around a little bit.
I love that you say that, because lots of times we write off that stuff as being, you know, fluffy or without, you know, that's not serious enough. But there's a reason those things appeal to us and uplift us. There's a very good, deep, profound reason why. And I think as we you know, ponder these things sometimes or go beneath the surface, beyond the surface, as your topic suggests, if we go beyond the surface of good things even, we'll see what they're rooted in and see that they are based on, you know, laws about our character and nature. And it just tells us something about who we are, what we need, and what we can do to satisfy the needs of others, not the wants, but the actual needs. How many of these people committing these violent acts are doing it not because they're mean, horrible people, but because for some reason, in some way, they've been led to believe that they are not as valuable as other people, they're not as loved as other people, and they don't have the same rights and opportunities as other people. If they knew how truly loved and valued they were, when you feel loved and valued, you've got nothing to complain about. Think about the feeling we have when we're quote-unquote in love, world, those butterflies and all. Now, that doesn't necessarily last because it, you know, when it's got that emotion and the pheromones and all that, that isn't the stuff that, you know, is concrete. But what's behind it, those ideas of feeling like someone thinks I'm worthy of their attention and time and thinks I'm the greatest thing in the world, you can't buy that stuff. And if we did what Milana was saying, and if we helped others feel how blessed and important they are in the scheme of things and how much we value them as individuals, and you know, what it would be like, you know, think of how we individually feel when we're made to feel those things. We feel like we can do anything. And the last thing on our mind is complaining or taking out any sort of vengeance, because it's removed from the equation. There's no reason. We're not upset because we know we're loved. We're not vengeful because there's no one we want to hurt, because at loved, we're feeling that loving, you know, so it, you know, I think we all have more power than we know to change the world in beautiful and productive ways by changing our thinking, which will change our actions.
You know, there are the concrete things, like you said, the families or whatever, that's part of our life. We could spread around friends and, you know, somebody's on, just came home from a date, but we don't necessarily know it. You know, and they're trying to be quiet and, you know, not really saying things if they want to get their hopes up or whatever. But you know what? You look at their face and it's like, okay, you had a good time last night.
Yeah.
Because that's going to show. it's going to show whether you want it to or not. You know, you might see somebody that's sad, that's down, and you catch that. But when you see them happy and up, you're also going to catch it and know it and be able to relate to it. And you think of all the times that how many of us have gone to a lake or something and thrown a rock in the water and watched the ripples that go on?
Yep.
That's just, you know, that just said how many times can I skip this stone. But really watch how far those ripples go. Or as a boat, you know, comes by, you could be on the other side of the lake. And eventually you're going to feel the waves the wake that other boat caused.
Right.
Mm-hmm. It shows how much we are impacted by everything else.
You know, with that ripple effect, there was, or probably still is, a YouTube video that was created years ago that makes the rounds about that sort of cause and effect thing, where someone does one good thing and then that person does it for the next person. It's all kind of done, I think, you know, moving around as
forward stuff. Yeah.
But it's done in one long take, you know, that you see this person hand the girl the flower, the girl drops, walks by smelling the flower and drops coins in the guy's cup. I don't know what it is, but it shows that there's a direct correlation to what we do and the actions of others. So I know a lot of people think when they hear that love is given as one of the ways to combat the horrors that are going on in the world, I know a lot of people think that's the most preposterous and ineffective, you know, tool or weapon we could ever use. But when you understand what that is and what's behind it and the power behind it, it diffuses everything, and it changes people. And so once they're changed, once their heart is changed, their motivations will be changed, their actions will be changed. It's all true. And I'm not saying these things will all happen in our lifetime, but what are we going to do? Just keep waiting for it to get worse? Or are we going to take an active participatory role in helping to be the change that you guys talk about in your opening song? You know, it isn't, you know, you feel the change is coming, and like we're part of that change. And the more we participate in that, the more uplifted we are, and it spirals upward, meaning the more good we do, the more good we see, the more good we choose to focus on, the more we experience. The more we experience it, the more we want to look for it. The more we look for it more, the more we experience, and it just gets better, 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 bigger, bigger, bigger. And those waves of positivity, you know, ripples everywhere, and you'll get it back from someone that you don't even know was acting in a positive manner because of something you did. That happens sometimes. You'll run into somebody not knowing, maybe it's a family member, not knowing that they are in a great mood or want to take you to do an errand or whatever because you were kind earlier to another family member. You may not know the correlation of how you're being treated wonderfully because of something you already did. So we are the change, I think.
Yep. And there's two other songs that we have, our two Trinity songs. You know, one is called Be the Difference. Be the fact that what's coming up, you know, will guide you on your way. The other is We Are Weapons of Peace.
You know, Miss Cynthia Freeman, I believe you said a few minutes ago you talked about people in your life that hold you accountable for projects.
Yeah.
When's the True Trinity CD? Is there
I'll
one?
Try. There is not one. There is the True Trinity website, truetrinity.com. Okay. There's a couple of our songs out there. Unfortunately, I'm not the vocalist for those. Or fortunately, I'm not the vocalist for those. I don't know, depending on how you want to look at it. I'm very good at the lyrics. I'm very good at trying to push us forward. But, no, we do not have the CD cut. I know Jillian was working on it.
Well, whether
trying
for
to get
this,
a plan for you to do it.
Yep, whether for this year or for next Positive News Month, wouldn't that be a wonderful addition to be able to, for people to be able to get CDs sharing these not just uplifting songs, but very, very, very catchy. I cannot tell you how often after a show I go around humming both of them to the point that they become earworms and annoying. So good job coming up with such catchy tunes.
Gladly we'll do that. Gladly we'll do that. And I will, I'm going to have to at least clip this part of the show out and get to Jillian and Rachel and say, guess what? We've just been challenged.
Yep, you certainly have. So, speaking of a challenge, wouldn't it be fun to come up with some sort of challenge during Positive News Month? We've got a few weeks left. Something like how they had that ice bucket challenge, but doing something that is a positive challenge. Maybe you can put your heads together with your team and come up with something fun, for official Positive News Day, a challenge that people can participate in that's super simple. That, you know, challenges us to all do better, be better, act better. But I'm going to give you your show back. I've taken up way too much time and want to hear what else you have to say.
Okay. Sounds good. Thank you.
Thank you. And again, what a treat to hear from you. Okay. Talk to you later. Thank you.
Okay. And there is someone else on the line. I don't know if you are planning to come on the air or not. If you do, please press the number 1 and we'll have you come on and share. Otherwise, we'll presume you are just listening. You know, like we said, there's ripples, there's all that from what you do. And right now, I'm gonna take you all on just a momentary journey. And I want you to, there's two ways that we can do this. One is to take something in front of you, and I want you to stare at it for a moment. Just stare. Try not to blink. Just stare at one little item. Keep staring at it. Stare at it. Keep going. A little longer. Just a little longer. Just hold your eyes fixed on that. And when I tell you to go, I want you to just move your head about 6 inches and look at something else and notice what you actually see. Ready? Me and the rest of the world. What you saw when you moved your head was the thing you were staring at. And so this is where I challenge our listeners. It's probably not the challenge necessarily that Jerry was talking about, but it's one that I have for you. As you look at things, as you allow things into your, whether you touch and feel, see, hear, taste, acknowledge the things that are in front of you, what you tend to focus on is what you will continue to see long beyond its existence and long beyond its being right in front of you. And so with that thought, I want you to remember something positive in your life. I want you to think of that very positive experience. Maybe it's a family vacation. Maybe it's a job that you did get. That was just perfect. Maybe it's hanging out in nature and having a butterfly. I was going to say a flutterby because I often call them that. But having a butterfly land on you. Or a little chipmunk come up to you and take a peanut from your hand. Or whatever. Some really positive, fun experience you've had in life. Party, whatever. And think about that. And this week, when you get anything that's not quite making you happy, I want you to come back to that memory instead. Positive, fun, loving, happy time in your life. And see how fast you can flip the mood and your emotions. That's my challenge for this week. I'll come with something a little bit stronger for next week. We'll see how that works. We could have, you know, you sharing, then turning around and sharing it with the person next to you. I'm just in the story. I see how far that story goes. But we'll think about that. I'll get a hold of the positive news team and say, what do you think we could do for next week? All shows. Now, there's one more interesting thing I want you to do. Pick something else that you can look at. For just a second. And you know what it looks like. Now, there is the old adage of like a little kid, you squint your eyes so it doesn't look the same. But before you squint your eyes, I want you to think of something else it can look like. Yeah. Just think of something else. And I want you to squint your eyes. Until what you're looking at looks like what you want to be looking at. That secondary object. Isn't that fun how your mind plays those tricks? Your mind will let you see what you want to see. And that's why I share these. You know, if you're seeing or hearing something that you don't want to be hearing and seeing, make it think something else. Make it see something better. Make it think and see and feel what you want to see. Think and see and feel that. Going to take a chance on this call. I don't know if they want to be on. I will put them back on hold. Actually, what I'm going to do is I'm going to play the positive news song for you one more time. This is actually the one from 2 years ago, but I'd like to share it with you while I check on this caller. And we'll try and get the old one or the newer one out later. So please feel free to listen to the positive news song.
This is breaking news just in. The change has finally come. You can hear the voices on the corner shouting, positive news is here today. Positive news every day for the rest of our lives.
I feel a change is coming. We'll be the change that's coming. Let's change perspective and be effective. We'll impact the world one story at a time. Believe it, achieve it, there's a story to be told. Positive news is here today. Positive news is here to stay. I feel the change is coming. We are the change that's coming. We'll find the positive, replace the negative. We'll see the ripples affect the world one story at a time. Believe it, achieve it, there's a story to be told. Positive news is here today. Positive news is here to stay. I feel a change is coming. We are the change that's coming. One person at a time, our thoughts will align. We'll see the universe flow, one story at a time. Believe it, achieve it, there's a story to be told. Positive news is here today. Positive news is here to stay. I feel a change is coming. Change is coming. Believe it, achieve it, there's a story to be told. Positive news is here today. Positive news is here to stay. We'll be the change that's coming. We'll see the change that's coming. We are the change that's coming.
Again, folks, we are the change. The change that you want to be. You can be the difference. You can be the person who keeps the same. You can have things drag on. The emotion. You can try to turn it around and share the good stuff that comes out of it. It's your choice. It really is your choice. And no one else's. and what you do with that on a day-to-day, moment-by-moment basis is up to you as well. Well, we can be the difference, change makers. We can be the negative minis that out there go, oh, it's never going to get any better. It's never going to get any better. And you know what? You're right. If that's what you believe, it's not going to get any better. If that's the energy you put out in the world, it's not going to get any better. But as you just saw with the example we had a little bit ago, there are two different ways that your mind can share something different from what you think. You can change the picture. Yes, you. One single person. You can change the picture and make it something different. Yeah. This is Positive News Mom. I invite you to share your positive news. Even both Joy and Milana, who shared something today, I invite you to come over to PositiveNewsMedia.org and share your stories. PositiveNewsMedia.org. Or come to Positive News Media on Facebook. Share those positive stories. You can write them yourself. You can share the links. You can share the videos. You can share the little puppy dog. I don't care if it's something positive. Because you know what? If it's not positive, it will disappear from the page. That's okay. Please write something about it, why it inspired you, why you wanted to share it. That would be even better. So it comes from your heart, and you could be a piece of that difference making. This would be great. Those are great ways to participate in Positive News Month. If you have resources in your community or that you are aware of that are positive in general, or that are sharing positive news, please send us those links as well, either through the website, Facebook page, or through writing to, which one do I want to give you? Cindy@PurposeTalkRadio.com. And I don't know if I set up the other one for the Positive News Month. I think I did, but either Cindy@PurposeTalkRadio.com, PurposeTalkRadio, or Cindy@PositiveNewsMedia.org. Either one of those will work, or both. Come on the show next week and share those if you'd like. That would be great. Take the press release and share it with your community and your local newspapers, and let them see that that positive news is important to you, that you want them to put something out that focuses on change. And in some cases, it's already good. And it's already positive, and that's awesome. And they'll keep doing that. And if it's not, they'll keep doing that. But it's great if you want to compliment them, if it's something that you like, or ask them to change it if it's not. Again, it's something simple. A letter to the editor, a press release, a phone call. You know, when I was working on the newspaper, we didn't need 20 calls for it to make a difference. One call represented 20 people. Isn't that amazing how that works? One person who has the courage to pick up the phone and say, hey, here's a story you should cover. Hey, this is what we'd like you to do. Hey, this is what you did well. One person represented about 20 people. Communities that have represented as much as 100 people. Because people are afraid to voice their opinion. Don't know why, they just are. You know, you've got the option. So those are the things that challenge you with this week. Find positive news and share it with us over the week. Find those links and send them off. There's something good going on in your life. Let us know about it. Again, there's a story that I have to share. I take the mic and I prioritize it. I have a cousin in Reno, Nevada that's missing. She's 15 years old. I hope and pray that next week, as part of my positive story, Chance Ray Freeman finds her way home. Whatever she needs, that negates the reason she felt she had to leave. Because we do know at this point, it's probably by choice that she left. We hope it's by choice that she comes home. But she is missing. Nonetheless, considered to be in danger because of the note she left and the people she was surrounding her life and her life. But I really, really hope and pray that one of my positive stories this week is her homecoming. You know, this weekend I get to share in the wedding of another cousin. I don't know too many people that go to weddings and sharing the love that don't walk away happy. Now, you know, some of us might walk away saying, oh man, when's that going to happen to me? But that's okay, too. But most people walk away from weddings happy, at least for the couple, for their future, for adding another member to the family or the friend list. Yeah. So I get to celebrate with Ron and Laura this weekend. It'll be great. And we're having it at a beach. So it's out in nature, which is even better for me. And that's my positive story for the week. That we get to have fun, and it's not a stuffy, oh, I got to dress like this wedding. It's a, hey, put on your flip-flops and your shorts and come join us on the beach. And I'm so looking forward to that. Because I don't like the stuffy clothes. Anybody that knows me knows that's just not my style. I'll do it when I have to. But I am so looking forward to the wedding where I don't have to this weekend. The positive news month is here going. The positive news day officially is next Friday, a day that we really want to, quote-unquote, pound the pavement and make sure that we get positive stories shared in our community. Father, it's been 5 years in the creation. I put on a blab, which is another networking type thing, this morning. You know, 5 years ago, I thought it was kind of just something fun. And it was, there wasn't much positive news at all. Now there are a whole slew of media outlets out there that have positive news sources, and I am happy to share them and happy to be connected to many of them one way or the other. You know, we can have dreams. We can have hopes. They start with us, but when you do the people who make them possible, and we can do that by surrounding ourselves with people who think like us. Hopefully they are people that think about like us in a good way. You know, when we go into a pity party, they go wallow with us. Those are there too. But that we can find those people that will pick us up, dust us off, and say, let's go, move on. Son, you got 5 minutes. You can, you know, like I see for a bunch of kids in the store, okay, they can kick and scream. You know, a parent that really can tolerate it, if it's not disrupting others too much, let them kick and scream for, you know, a couple minutes. And then tell them, I saw one, it was pretty funny. You have to do it, she stamped her feet. Okay, you done now? And stood up and followed her around the store and slide the rest of the way. It was amazing. It was amazing. Because it wasn't drawn, there wasn't extra attention drawn to it. But let's draw the extra attention to being powerful. So, I thank you folks for all being here, for being a part of this community. If you wish to reach me to be a guest on our show, we air every Friday, noon Pacific time, 3 p.m. Eastern and 8 p.m. in the UK, right here on Blog Talk Radio. Can be shared as an archive recording. I'd love to have you share it with your friends and family so they can hear this and take on the same challenge. The link is the same, and it will be shared on both Blog Talk Radio as well as Purpose Talk Radio and other sites on Facebook and social media. So please share it. Being a part of someone who is sharing their purpose. This is my purpose. Just one of them. I know there's several of them out there. This is one of them. And that's why I'm focusing this whole month on this. Brought to you by True Visions Travel, full service independent travel agency, focusing on travel for those with special needs. We also do work with individuals, groups, traveling domestically and abroad. The song that you heard is a Positive News song. It can be found on the Positive News site, positivenewsmedia.org, under the media kit. Free to put that up on your Facebook pages. I'd love to have that go viral. Let's see what we can do. Tag it as Positive News 2016. I'd love to trace that. Hashtag Positive News 2016. See where it goes. Now, close the show. I know there is news that we've been covering up for a long time that needs to come out. And it's happening, like we were talking about. I know the word love scares people. I'm one of them. That's how I know it. You go around and say, I love you. Ooh, I don't know about that. I got friends that are working on me, and they're doing a really good job of it. And you don't say it to strangers, that's true. But we can express it through what we do, through how we act to others. Oh, no, it's not going to be it. Oh, I'm going to give you a great big hug and a great big kiss kind of love. No. It is a love and acceptance for those around us. Who we are. It's believing that we are something better than those who said you can't. You hear the words, oh, you can't. You tell a kid, you can't. What I learned a long time ago, and I have to remember this now because it doesn't work quite as often. Someone says you can't, I said, just watch me. 5 years ago, someone said, what are you possibly going to do by yourself trying to create a positive news day? I said the same thing when someone said, what do you mean you're going to have surgery? You can't see. How are you going to do this? How are you going to do this kind of job? Watch me. 5 years ago, I just said it. Today, two of those people who heard me say it, who watched me type it in a magazine that I was part of, challenged me and single. And there were several others. And I am so very grateful for them. So with that, folks, I'm going to get off my tangent. I'm going to let you all share who you are in the world and who you're going to show up as. And positive news is here to stay. Positive news is here every day. What you do with it is up to you. So I leave you again with a positive news song by Jillian Clark. I also leave you with a theme song from Purpose Talk Radio, called I Am Who I Am, written by Jillian Clark, Rachel Gray, and Cindy Freeman. And until next week, I wish you all the most positive week you've had in your entire life, and especially, I wish you all soul blessings. Thanks for listening, and see you next, and hear you next week.
This is breaking news just in. The change has finally come. You can hear the voices on the corner shouting, positive news is here today. Positive news every day for the rest of our lives.
I feel a change is coming. We'll be the change that's coming. Let's change perspective and be effective. We'll impact the world one story at a time. Believe it, achieve it, there's a story to be told. Positive news is here today. Positive news is here to stay. change that's coming. We'll find the positive, replace the negative. We'll see the ripples affect the world one story at a time. Believe it, achieve it, there's a story to be told. Positive news is here today. Positive news is here to stay. I feel a change is coming. We are the change that's coming. One person at a time, our thoughts will align. We'll see the universe flow, one story at a time. Believe it, achieve it, there's a story to be told. Positive news is here today. Positive news is here to stay. I feel a change is coming. I feel a change is coming. Believe it, achieve it, there's a story to be told. Positive news is here today. Positive news is here to stay. We'll be the change that's coming. We'll see the change that's coming. We are the change that's coming.
I am me, I am who I am, I am who I'm gonna be. Walking in the spirit moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny. I am me, I am who I am, I am who I'm gonna be. Walking in the spirit moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny. Walking in the spirit moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny. Walking in the spirit moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny.